You're back with Annie on Solidarity Breakfast, and we've got Janet Burstall on the line. And Janet is from Living Incomes for Everybody. G'day, Janet. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you, Annie?
Good. And thank you very much for taking some time to talk to us. Life has got well known for its collaborative efforts as well as its interesting approaches to political action. So next week you've got a very interesting press conference going to take place. Can you explain to our listeners what this is all about?
Yes, sure. Look, this press conference came out of an event that was held by the Greater Sydney branch of the Australian Unemployed Workers Union, and the AUWU is one of the groups that endorses the Life campaign, and we work together. They held a forum on the 10th of August called Workers Won't Pay for the Crisis, Pandemic, Poverty and Resistance. And the speakers at that forum were mainly workers who've been affected by the New South Wales government's approach to the pandemic and by the way employers are responding. And I feel relatively well informed on these issues, but the stories from these workers and unionists were not getting airplay, and so we decided after the forum that we would try to get across their point of view and their experience by having a press conference that was an antidote to the daily New South Wales government uninformative press conferences.
Yeah. So give us an idea of what kind of stories the people were telling at this forum.
Well, a United Workers Union organiser told us about a Coles distribution centre in Western Sydney, where once a COVID case was discovered, management just wanted to continue without interruption, and the union had to get the workers together to insist on suspending the shifts to allow for deep cleaning of the site and to allow everybody to get tested and establish what would be safe conditions for returning to work. Yeah. So that was a union effort that made a difference.
Yeah, it's fascinating, isn't it, that this mantra about we're all in it together is quite clearly a falsehood.
Very much so. A particular example and that I just was in the paper in the Sydney Morning Herald this week that I wanted to share, actually, is the New South Wales government went to all this effort to reopen construction. And the government says that the main transmission places are workplaces and households. It's quite clear that workers are picking up COVID at work and bringing it back to their household members. So there's three very tragic stories based on that have been used for a Sydney local health district video that's now being shown on TV. One is a construction worker. One is a pharmacy worker and another is a tradesman, and they're all people who've been required to work in the pandemic. And the government reopened construction and trades deliberately because the construction industry jumped up and down about it. Possibly tradespeople did too because they weren't getting an income. And so each of these people has their whole family in hospital and some in intensive care. And it's the government says they're trying to control the pandemic, but they're forcing people to work who shouldn't have to.
Oh, but also, I guess, not taking appropriate measures. You know, people, you know, that you can be flippant about wearing your mask, that you can, you know, it's okay to do that outside with because we're outside, that sort of stuff. You know, denying that there is an understanding of the distribution of germs, and you need to apply yourself to regimes to reduce risk.
Yeah, well, and in some cases, it should be the employer's responsibility to ensure a safe workplace, and that's clearly what hasn't been done, and the government doesn't apply any pressure to employers to do that. Sally McManus put out a statement on Twitter that you have the right to refuse to perform work that endangers your health, and she says, in Sydney, there's a public health order to only work outside of home if essential. Union members will be supported if they refuse work for this reason. I mean, I think all workers should be supported, whether they're union members or not, for refusing to work for this reason. And I think that it's really takes workers organising health and safety demands at work placed on the employer. And the government is not backing that or encouraging that. And that's another reason for having this alternative press conference.
I guess it's about...
Go on, sorry.
I was going to say, it re-establishes the fact that actually society is more than economy. Economy is important, but it's there as a tool of society.
Well, that would be ideal, but it clearly isn't the case in the society we live in. It's all about keeping money flowing into the owners and operators of the means of production, if you like.
Well, I was going to say that going to your press conference would be a mental health. help, you know what I mean, like a service, because I agree with you about the New South Wales press conferences. They are just like swimming through effluence.
One of the things that's most frustrating, there are many things that are frustrating about them, but one of them is that it doesn't matter what question, you can see the journalists developing and honing their questions, as Each day, the government avoids, the government spokespeople avoid answering the questions. The journalists are trying to get more and more focused and specific to avoid that, but it doesn't matter what they ask. The spokespeople for the government just keep repeating things that are not even answers to the question. They latch onto one word and talk about the topic. They're not being honest about what's happening and where it's going. They change their line from week to week. Apart from all their efforts to blame individuals, they're not taking responsibility for their decisions. So that's another factor that is so frustrating. But they're also blaming individuals and not taking responsibility for what is needed to stop workplace transmission, because it's clearly workplace transmission that's sending back into households and families. And if employers won't take responsibility, the government isn't taking responsibility to call them out.
So the press conference is Tuesday, the 31st of August, next Tuesday, 2:30 p.m. How do people get Zoom link and live stream to Facebook?
Right. Okay, so we're giving basically the Zoom link to the press participants and our panellists, and we will be putting the event live stream to Facebook on the live Facebook page. I'm sorry, we don't have it there just yet, but it will be there
for
by
people
the end of the
on,
weekend.
Yeah, that's right. Living Incomes for Everybody, that's the Facebook page. And thank you very much, Janet, for taking some time this morning to alert us to the alternative press conference.
Thank you very much, Annie.
No
worries,
mate.
Thank you for having us on.
Yeah.
Thank you.